Oasis Audio presents How to Be a Gentleman by John Bridges. Read for you by Kirby Hayborn. Chapter 1. A Gentleman Experiences Real Life. A gentleman knows how to make others feel comfortable. If a gentleman has a cold, and especially if he is running a fever, he declines all social invitations. If it is possible, he even stays away from the office. Even if he lives alone, a gentleman never drinks milk directly from the container. A gentleman knows that unseemly habits, although they may seem innocuous, can easily become hard or even impossible to break. A gentleman and his cell phone. Although cell phones have become ubiquitous in the modern world, a gentleman does his best to use his cell phone in the most unobtrusive manner possible. He knows that, while many may consider a cell phone to be a necessity, there is no reason he should be obnoxious when using one. In fact, cell phones and even wireless headsets have become so common that no one is likely to be impressed by the fact that a gentleman owns one. He need not flaunt his newest gadgets, no matter how expensive or cutting-edge they may be, in hopes of impressing others with his social or professional status. A gentleman who seeks to shore up his self-image by the use of gadgetry, especially among strangers, is a very needy gentleman indeed. A gentleman knows that incessant use of his cell phone can only make it clear that he values the person on the other end of the telephone conversation far more highly than the persons who are in his company. Such behavior is at its best.